You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You know, Joe, I it is the off season, and I thought it's supposed to be the off season, but, you know, could have fooled me with the amount of noise. LeBron James, yes, LeBron James has been stirring up among Spurs fans. And, of course, the ever-present, always hanging above everybody's head, especially if you're a Spurs fan, the future of Kawhi Leonard. Of course, I'm talking to Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast right now. Joe, before I bring you on, let me just quickly introduce the show. This is Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, host of this episode and show. And as mentioned, Joe Garcia will be joining me shortly. As I talked about in the opening, the Spurs Kawhi Leonard thing is still trucking along, but it looks like we're already starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. All signs, at least at this point, are pointing to him staying a silver and black member. And of course, LeBron James, he just cannot get the Spurs out of his mind. And what am I talking about? Exactly. We'll talk about that in a bit. But we're definitely going to start off first off with Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs and the latest. And we'll have a little discussion about this right now. Joe, as I told you in the opening, I thought it was supposed to be the offseason. Is it supposed to be nice and quiet and calm and everybody relaxing?
Of course. It's the summertime. That's what everybody does usually.
Yeah, but not if you're living in Spurs world, because it is very active, from assistant coaches leaving, assistant coaches getting interviews, players participating in exhibition games. There's so much to talk about, but we're not going to delve into everything. We're going to talk about Kawhi Leonard and the latest coming from Yahoo Sports, Shams. I can never pronounce his last name. Charnia. I think that's how you say it.
Charnia.
And Charnia. And Joe, what did he have to say?
Well, Sam, from Yahoo Sports, Shams Charnia was saying that Kawhi Leonard is actually almost 100%. His rehabbing has been coming along great, and he's actually expecting him to be, you know, ready to go before training camp starts. So that'll be interesting that we'll wind up having a healthy Kawhi Leonard, not only for training camp, but hopefully for the, you know, upcoming season as well. He also went on to say... Go ahead.
No. I was just reacting, saying, like, that's great to hear.
Yeah, because we really haven't heard anything about Kawhi Leonard. And he also went on to say that Kawhi Leonard did go to Coach Popovich's wife's funeral that they had out there. And he was, talking with some of the staff members and, of course, Coach Pop. He ended it with saying that, you know, the Spurs and Kawhi are still needing to sit down, which we've already heard they're expected to do that before June 21st. And, you know, they still have some issues that they need to go over, you know, still, you know, relationship issues that need to be ironed out. But Coach Pop, I mean, he's a master at ironing out situations. We had the same thing happen with LaMarcus last season. He wanted to be traded. After they talked and settled their differences, he had a great season. So I'm hopeful that the same thing will happen with Kawhi Leonard. But there's still some numbers as far as the contract goes that they need to talk about. You know, I think his health is in question, and that $210 is quite a bit of money to throw at somebody who you still kind of have a question mark about as far as their health goes. So we should be hearing some things coming out within the last couple of weeks of June. So it's interesting. You know, we haven't really heard anything about Kawhi, and this article kind of said a lot.
Yeah, you know, perhaps the closest we got to some sort of update was, of course, the big Danny Green appearance on ESPN's Get Up, where he was pretty much saying that Kawhi wants to stay in San Antonio. Of course, it caused a firestorm among Spurs fans, NBA fans, and that just took off like wildfire. And then, of course, former Spurs Steven Jackson talking about Kawhi Leonard and how he should stay, et cetera, et cetera. So it's good to hear this. Now, you know, obviously, this is good news. This is great news. The Supermax deal will likely be on that table. Popovich, at last report or last scene, was in New York City. Could be here to talk to Kawhi. He could be there simply to be for the draft. He could be there simply just to work out players. Don't know. Hopefully, it's something good. All signs are pointing to Kawhi staying in San Antonio. In the end, ultimately, that's likely what's going to happen. 219 million reasons why. You know the rest. We've been talking about this pretty much the entire season and then some. But at the end of the day, Joe, you look at the situation. Is this a time now where the Spurs may have to not only iron out simply dollars and cents and figures and contract terms? Do you think it's bigger than that? Do you think it's more on a personal relationship that really needs to be repaired?
Yeah, I really think that the personal relationship kind of stagnated a little bit. Only because, you know, the Spurs and it seems like Kawhi's, you know, camp, they were in contact with one another. Maybe not as much as both sides would have liked. But it just seemed that the quiet Spurs and the quiet Kawhi Leonard.
And by them
not really saying anything, it kind of strained the relationship. And I think the Spurs actually made Kawhi look like the villain when it was nothing like that. It was just, they just didn't really want to say, you know, what was happening because they really didn't know. But maybe a statement, you know, sooner would have, you know, alleviated everything. Maybe if Kawhi would have came out and talked to the media and said, I'm only going to have this one, you know, media session with you guys. I'm going to address it. And if there's anything else to report, I'll let you guys know. And that would have, boom, been the end of it. But by them not saying anything, I think it was both parties had something to play in the strained relationship. And I think both parties, and after they've had time to relax, kind of heal a little bit, when they sit down, I'm hopeful that they'll reconcile their differences and they'll just move forward.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They'll simply just move forward. Popovich is a miracle worker. He did it with, as Joe mentioned, with LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm sure he's done it many other times, and particularly Tim Duncan. Remember that episode the 2000s? Yeah. So he's done it before. He's likely to do it again. And look, Kawhi's not dumb. Who's going to pass up $219 million? Who's going to pass up a franchise that netted him a championship back in 2014, NBA Finals MVP? If he goes anywhere else, you know, yes, he'll be an important piece of that team. Kawhi Leonard is that. He's a cornerstone. But with the Spurs, there's so much more to offer. You know, the Spurs, they protect the players from the media. If he goes out to New York City or Los Angeles or Philadelphia, what have you, you know, it'll be in-your-face media all the time. You add the fact, too, that, look, the Spurs know him best. They know exactly what makes him tick. They know exactly how to get the best out of him. They brought it out of him of his entire NBA career. So this is a good place for him. Now, of course, we got to couch this. We don't know. Joe doesn't know. I don't know if ultimately this will be smoothed over and the Spurs and Kawhi move on happily ever after. There's still a chance that things could fall apart. The biggest thing, Joe, and here's the big question, is do you give a guy a $219 million deal when you know he has a degenerative injury and this thing could flare up again, despite the report of Kawhi nearing 100%? I mean, that's a lot of money to give to a guy that's, at least at this point, could be injury prone. And let's face it, in his entire Spurs career, he has never played a full 82-game regular season.
No, that's a great point. And, you know, that's a question that, you know, can only be answered by both Kawhi and the Spurs coming to some type of an agreement. You know, he knows what he feels, you know, how he feels, how his body feels. And he knows that when he's playing, that's when he's at his best. And that's when Kawhi is happy. He's one of these guys that wants to compete, wants to be out there on the court. But if his body's not feeling the same way, and it was evident because he only played 9 games this last season, and then you're coming up to, you know, a contract year, and you haven't been healthy. You have a track record of that. Yes, you did a lot for the team, but at the same time, you have to understand that it is a business, and the Spurs would be taking a leap of faith that they're going to throw $219 million at a player that they have no guarantee that he's going to remain healthy for the foreseeable future. So it's kind of a gamble. And I think, you know, that article by Shams was very telling because the Spurs and Kawhi do need to come to some type of contractual agreement there. Maybe not so much $219 million, maybe a little bit more of a discount so they can bring along some other players. I mean, it's really up to to them and how, you know, the meeting goes and how they fill each other out. So anything can happen, man, but it's the nature of the business.
Yeah, it definitely is. And look, the time is nearing. July 1 is when everything can kick off and players can start talking to teams, including their own players, blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes, listeners. And look, whatever happens ultimately, I think is for the best. And the only thing I think could be the hitch, as I mentioned, is that knee or leg injury that he's dealing with. And also this, let's just say they cannot. Let's just say for some reason, the two sides cannot come to a middle ground. And Kawhi says, you know what, I don't think I'm going to resign. And or the Spurs say, you know what, you're hurt. We don't know if it's worth the investment, that $219 million, and Kawhi takes offense to this, blah, blah, blah. The only thing I think of is this. Let's just say he demands a trade at that point. He says, you know what, get me out of here then. He has to go through physicals. Yeah. And if a team sees that his injury is not fully healed, or maybe he's just simply not worth $219 million or something, you know, less than that, because obviously the Spurs are the only team that can do that. You know, that could also put a wrench in things. That also might buy Spurs some leverage, saying, look, you went to go test out the market, wanted to trade you. Nobody wants you because you're hurt. We're the only team that can give you this kind of money. You know, there's that aspect as well. What do you think about that, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, some type of negative to the positive point of things, you know. And if he was to, you know, maybe say, you know, I want to be traded, I want to, you know, go somewhere else, I'm not happy with this deal, he feels, you know, that maybe it was a show of disrespect if the Spurs don't offer him $219 million. It's you're throwing your career in jeopardy, because if you go to a team that doesn't have a proven track record of winning and you've come from a winning pedigree, it's going to affect your psyche, it's going to affect your game, it's going to affect your mental toughness. I mean, you can ask Rudy Gay when he was over with Sacramento how it affected him from a mental aspect, that losing seasons year after year, it affects you as a player, you know. And Kawhi is one of these guys where I think he wants to be with a winning team. Why not stay here in San Antonio? Why not make things work, you know, and move forward and try to win some championships? If you're going somewhere else, you're going to have to rebuild all over again. And not only that, if you're going to go to another team, maybe in the same conference, the teams can come to an agreement, but overall, you still have to go through the league. The league has to approve the trade. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of red tape. I mean, if I was Kawhi, I would just want to stay here in San Antonio. You're sheltered from the media. You don't like to talk. You don't have to. The Spurs have a stranglehold on everything that the players can say, and the time that is spent with the media. To me, it's like, if you stay in San Antonio, it's a perfect storm. He's going to be sheltered. He's going to be able just to go out and play ball and not have to worry about anything else.
And that's all he wants to do at the end of the day, is simply play basketball. That has been his MO since coming to the NBA. And the proof is in the pudding. I look at the numbers. Not counting last season because of what happened, but prior to this past season, you know, his numbers were on a spike. His offense production was always increasing. So hopefully, you know, that'll happen again. Should everything be okay? And seemingly, as of right now, it looks like everything is fine. The only thing that I feel that Spurs fans, the team, coaching staff, players, his teammates have to exercise patience, because he's not going to simply put the uniform on and start busting out 30-point games like he did prior to last season. I remember that string of games of Joe where he was like 30-plus. It was crazy. That's not going to happen right off the bat. He's going to need time. He's been away from the game for pretty much an entire NBA season, minus 9 games. I think that is going to be needed. The Spurs are going to have to tread lightly, in the sense of, hey, we know he has his injury. He's coming off this injury. It's back to 100%. Let's not do anything that will re-aggravate that. But in the end, it's all good news as of now. You like what you hear out of this report via Yahoo Sports. You like what Danny Green is saying. You like what even Rudy Gay said recently, saying that everything was just simply overblown. At the end of the day, all things are good. And speaking of good, hey, guys, you know, maybe you're hearing the news about Kawhi Leonard coming back. May have got you at least perked up a little bit. But do you remember the days when you were also ready to go? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. All listeners, you need to go to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Now, BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Right now, Joe's real quiet right now because he's writing this down furiously right now. he's typing it right now, BlueChew.com. I know he is. And he's probably messaging me right now saying, slow down. I need to write down the website.
Yeah, I'm writing it down for Rivera.
There we go. Nevertheless, you can take them anytime. You can take the Blue Chews day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You see what they did there? Arises. Get that? You see that? Yeah, see that, yeah. Joe? All right. So, yeah. So Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. But now Joe's going to put a big old sign on his package. When the Blue Chew shows up, he's gonna be like, yeah, something's happening tonight with my wife. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy. The best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made right here in the United States, and Blue Chew prepares and ships direct. They're cheaper than a pharmacy. I like that part. So can't get better than that. You got yourself a handy chew. That's BlueChew.com. Discreet. Cheaper than a pharmacy, and you can just simply order online. Everything sounds really good. I highly recommend going to Blue Chew. Now, right now, we've got a special offer and a deal for our listeners. Now, what you want to do is visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com, like in the color blue, and get your first shipment free when you use Locked On Spurs special promo code NBA. That's right, NBA. You just pay $5 shipping. Joe's going to probably order about 100 right now, and he's probably going to need a timeout on this episode of Locked On Spurs to go to BlueChew.com. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code NBA to try it for free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this episode of Locked On Spurs. Again, BlueChew.com, promo code NBA. Now, I have to bring Joe back and get him back on track because he ordered about a billion of them right now. Is that true, Joe?
Yeah, I'm probably going to wind up giving them away as Christmas gifts.
That'll be the ultimate present for any loved one in Joe's life.
Yeah, I think they'll get a really they'll get a rise out of that present.
Ah, see what you did again. See, Joe's on a roll right now. But anyway, BlueChew.com, promo code NBA. Go right now and try it out. It's a good product. And again, thank you for sponsoring this episode of Locked On Spurs. All right. So now it's come to the main event. And maybe you don't need Blue Chew right now after what you're about to hear, especially if you're a male Spurs fan. There's been so much talk about LeBron James coming to the Spurs. And if that wasn't big enough, for some reason, King James decided to just glow about the Spurs following the Game 3 loss to the Warriors, citing how cerebral the Spurs are, how they played as a unit, how he and the Heat, back when the Spurs and Heat faced in the finals twice, had to be in their tiptoes, had to be on, neck on a swivel, everything ready to go because the Spurs were that good. He was asked simply about having to play against a team with a small margin of error, and that was the first team that he brought up out of his mind, were the San Antonio Spurs. It wasn't the Warriors, wasn't Boston, or any other team that he had to face in the East to get to the NBA Finals. It was the San Antonio Spurs. And if that wasn't big enough, then you come out to find out, thanks to Joe Garcia and his eagle eye, that DeJounte Murray was at Game 3 sitting behind the Cavs bench and has been working out in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio. You add the fact that he loves the Spurs, James respects the Spurs, the Popovich, James Bond is pretty tight, and he loves the fan base in San Antonio. And now comes the LBJ to SA confirmed tweets that fly off the handle every time he says anything Spurs related. Joe, I got to get your thoughts. you see all this. You see, you know, LeBron's comments about Pop and the Spurs and the fan base. You see what he said after Game 3 in the post game presser. You see DeJounte Murray there. Are you thinking this might happen?
I'm hopeful that it will happen. You know, and DeJounte and LeBron are really good friends. You know, and by DeJounte working out in Cleveland, and you know, even showing up after that same day in the evening to watch Game 3 from the sidelines, it's kind of encouraging. You know, I mean, you would think that he would whisper something in his ear and say, "Come to SA, LeBron." You know, if you really want to win, come to SA. You know, kind of like the Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Come to SA with that type of voice, you know. So, who knows, man? I mean, LeBron, he's been to the NBA Finals numerous times. But how many times can you go to the big dance and come up empty-handed? You know, he's not surrounded.
Yeah, well, he's about to come up empty-handed again.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, how many times can you go and still come up empty-handed? It's as if, why even go? You know, if you know you're not going to win, or you know the team that you're surrounded by, as far as his teammates, he was even saying some telling things to the media in Game 3, and even in some of the other media press conferences and things that I've gathered throughout the season, he's kind of thrown some shade at his, you know, teammates a little bit here and there, where he's, you know, gives compliments to the Warriors and he gives compliments to the Spurs, saying that they're very cerebral and very, you know, like they can pick teams apart with surgical precision, meaning that they have a really high basketball IQ. He doesn't seem to say the same things about his own teammates, especially J.R. Smith. He's always going to be remembered for that boneheaded play in Game 1, which he basically threw away. I mean, if he wants to win, come to San Antonio. If you want to keep going to the big dance and come up empty-handed, stay where you're at. You know, but he's a guy who wants to win. Do you want to be known as a winner, or do you always want to be remembered as a guy who went to the NBA Finals a number of times but didn't come back with the hardware? I mean, everybody refers to him as the king. If you're a king, where's your crown? You know, a king is going to wear the hardware. Right now, you just have the name. You don't have the hardware to go along with it. Golden State has that. And you're one game away from getting swept. So I think that has to play into his decision making.
Of course, you know, for him to mention the Spurs right off the bat after that question to close his Game 3 post-game media session was just telling to me. It just spoke volumes about how, since 2014, the last time he faced the Spurs, they're still on his mind. And I think that is just speaks volumes to his thoughts on San Antonio and the organization, something he's echoed throughout, you know, almost his entire career. You know, he visits San Antonio. It's a love fest between him and Pop. And, you know, inevitably somebody in the media room is going to ask him the proverbial question, what are your thoughts about San Antonio? And then he'll say the same thing. And of course, then everybody's going to be writing about it. It's going to go crazy. You can just see it already. But that's just a testament to him. Look, Vegas recently, the early odds show the Spurs are likely to not. Yeah, I mean, that is, it's pathetic. Their odds of landing LeBron James in the offseason, should he decide to leave Cleveland, are astronomical. And they have actually L.A., the Lakers, as the closest to a sure bet. I personally don't think that he will come to San Antonio, despite you know, his accolades towards the franchise, his bond with Pop and Murray, and everything he said in between, and including what he said after Game 3. I think he respects the team. I think he respects the organization. He respects the franchise and what it means, and he respects Popovich. And I think that's admirable of him. But I just don't see it happening. Look, right now the Spurs have bigger fish to fry, and that is simply Kawhi Leonard. They give him $219 million. They're pretty much strapped. That's it. They got Pau Gasol's contract locked up. They got Patty Mills' contract locked up. Who knows if Danny Green is going to opt in and, you know, stay in San Antonio. And same thing with Rudy Gay. It just financially, it looks like it'll be tough to move and to do. I mean, yeah, they can do it. Technically, they trade pieces here and there, you know, Patty Mills' contract, Pau Gasol's contract. But it's just not going to work. As much as I would love to see LeBron come to San Antonio, I think, you know, fans obviously will love that. This whole LBJ to SA confirmed thing is fun. It's funny to me. I have fun with it, but it's just not going to be confirmed because I've seen this song and dance before. How many times have free agents, Joe, used the Spurs as leverage and then they end up going somewhere else?
It's numerous times.
You know, like to me, although numerous times, and I'm talking about big name free agents. And look, the Spurs recently whiffed on Chris Paul. That didn't happen yet, despite reports saying that he was interested in San Antonio. Same thing with Kevin Durant. He gave the Spurs a meeting out in the Hamptons, and that didn't happen at all. You know, the list goes on and on. And how many big name free agents in the Spurs history have used the Spurs as leverage only to bounce and go somewhere else? This could be, I'm not saying it is, this could be in the same vein. It's not necessarily, you know, a carbon copy of it, but when you have a guy like LeBron James, who is the best player in the league, best basketball player in the league, that just tells me that he wants more. And yes, more being, as he said, chasing LeBron James. I'm sorry, Michael Jordan and his championships. Can he do that in San Antonio? Absolutely. But will the Spurs financially have to make it work? Yes. But will he want to come to a small market like San Antonio? No. I get it. Cleveland is a small market. It's not L.A. Cleveland is not Philadelphia. Cleveland is not even New York City, not even by a long shot. But that's where he's from, and that's you know, and I get that. But if he's going to leave, again, Cleveland, I just see him going to a larger market. You know, he has his hands on so many business ventures. He has an entourage he has to keep paid and give them money and salaried. It's just so many working parts here, Joe. It's just simply not going to happen. I would like it to happen. Am I being too devil's advocate here? I mean, or am I being realistic?
You're being a devil's advocate. No, you're being realistic, but here's the thing. LeBron is always pretty much doing, it just feels to me, that he does what the media really thinks he's going to do. Oh, he's going to do this. Oh, he's going to do that. And it turns out that, you know, more than likely he'll do what the media says. I think at this point in his career, he wants to leave a legacy behind. And right now, it's a legacy of you haven't won as many championships as Jordan. If he wants to keep on doing that, he's going to have to do it this at one point in time. He's going to have a realization. If I stay here, it's not going to happen. If I want to win championships and take less money, he's going to have to, you know, make those types of changes. He's going to have to say, I'm going to have to take less cash and change that in to winning championships. Or I want all this money and I'm not going to win as many championships. I might go to the finals again a couple more times, but I'm never going to win. And another thing is, I think he might just surprise everybody. You know, it seems like he's at this point in his career where he might throw a wrench in everything and say, you all want me to do this? I'm going to do the opposite. You know, I'm going to surprise you guys.
Yeah.
You want me to go to LA or New York or, you know, go with Philly? I'm going to go with San Antonio and I'm going to take a big pay cut. Maybe he'll surprise everybody. And you know, if he goes with the team with a lot of superstars, this is the thing. These guys have big egos and they all want to talk to the media. They want that airtime, you know, in front of the camera so they can promote themselves, because most of these guys are smart and they know that they're marketing themselves as a business. Now, if he comes to San Antonio, he can talk as much as he wants. No one's going to want to take the camera away from him. They're going to be like, you go right on ahead. You know, LaMarcus doesn't like to talk. Kawhi doesn't like to talk. You know, most of the players on the team, they don't really like talking to the media. LeBron will have all the attention he wants here, you know, and they just have to, I don't know, think about things. You know, he's going to really have to have that come to Jesus moment where he's going to say, what's more important to me, leaving a winning legacy behind or making money?
Yeah, I agree. Look, now, does San Antonio in all its parts make sense? I think so. You know, it's pretty clear. You have LaMarcus Aldridge. You have up-and-coming DeJounte Murray and, of course, that Bond mentor-mentee kind of relationship they got. Popovich, we don't need to talk about that. We all know about his thoughts on Coach Pop. You got you know, the winning championship pedigree in San Antonio. And obviously, if things go well with Kawhi Leonard, then there's that, you know, pairing off with Kawhi Leonard, where Kawhi Leonard would have to do the defensive assignments on the best player on the opposing teams. LeBron James wouldn't have to worry about that. All he can do is just kind of, hey, Kawhi, do your thing, and I'm going to be right here, and watch me help you and the Spurs propel this team to a sixth championship. It sounds great. It sounds awesome. And it makes perfect sense. But money talks, and I don't think he'll come.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
There is, you know... Yeah, I know. No, look, I want to be wrong. I would love to come back on Locked On Spurs and talk about LeBron James coming to San Antonio and use LBJ as a confirmed, you know, screaming at the top of my head. I would love for that to happen. It's just likely not going to happen. And I'll be doing that. You'll probably be chewing on some blue chews, you know, loving what the news happened. But it's just this, you know, and then you also factor this into how much more does Pop have in his tank. He's committed at least to 2020 at minimum because of the Olympics. We know what happened with him and his personal life and his wife. Who knows if that may have changed his view on life. We don't know yet. He hasn't talked to the media yet. Is he going to be talking soon, especially if things get ironed out between him and Kawhi and, of course, the draft, and if he speaks to their selection, you know, then we'll definitely hear from him. But we just simply just don't know right now. There's just so many things have to line up for this to happen. You know, one of them is already likely to happen, that Chris Paul asking for a max deal in Houston. Now, he's been linked to Houston reportedly as taking his talents to H-Town. But if Paul wants that mega deal for himself, that max deal, then that could also put a crimp on their plans. Philadelphia, who knows what's going to happen with the fallout with Colangelo and Twittergate out there. Is that going to leave a bad taste in all free agents or possible trade assets like LeBron or, you know, to Philadelphia? And then there's L.A. Does he want to go back to a rebuilding program? You know, what if Paul George heads out to L.A.? Will that kind of sway him to pick the Lakers over San Antonio? Don't know. You know, L.A. is a very, very young team, up and coming. Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle stays. It's going to be interesting. But if I'm a betting man, I would bet against the LeBron James coming to San Antonio. So I'll have to end this, my take, but LBJ to SA not confirmed.
Okay. Well, I can respect your opinion, but you just never know. I mean, you always have to leave the crack in the door. You have to leave the door open. You have to have it at least cracked a little bit, you know, and if he gets, yeah. LeBron gets swept on Friday, you know, the Cavs, they just go out, you know, 4-0, Warriors win. He's going to have a lot of things to think about. So I believe at that point in time, yeah, He'll have his options open. Will San Antonio be one of them? Possibly, but realistically, of course, yeah, will he come?
And I think he'll give them a courtesy interview. I think just like Durant did out in the Hamptons with Pop and Buford and whoever went out there. I think that's going to happen. And, of course, brace yourself right now, listeners. It's going to be all over every single outlet you go to. Everybody's going to be talking about, oh, Pop went to visit LeBron James. And, oh, my God, that's it. LBJ to SA confirmed, blah, blah, blah. Brace yourself. It's coming. So, but I don't want to be the Debbie Downer on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But sorry to break the news to you. It just ain't going to happen, listeners. Joe, though, on the other hand, I think he's holding out some faith there.
Yeah, I got about a 5% chance of LeBron coming to San Antonio. I still got hope, you know, but I'm not going to say it's not totally not going to happen because we just never know, you know. So I got to leave that there, you know. It might happen. So it's kind of like that Dumb and Dumber saying. So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. There's a slim chance Spurs fans are going to cling to it with dear life. But we need to hear what you have to say. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone or email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Of course, don't forget to go to Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio.com. Speaking of Murray and LeBron, go check out that video/photos. of LeBron and Murray, and particularly Murray at Game 3, sitting with the not with the Cavs bench, but behind the Cavs bench, courtesy of Joe Garcia. He was able to capture that video. So go check that out and much, much more. Trust me, there's so much going on at the Spurs Zone. You don't want to miss a thing. Joe's going to talk to you everything about Two Shots Podcast, including the fact that he now lives in the Batcave. He's Batman. I saw pictures of it. He has the Bat computer in his apartment or home.
Yeah, I got a command center over here. I got a lot of new tech. Yeah. So, yeah, you can look us up and find out everything that we're doing over at Two Shots Podcast, which is all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast, at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com. And make sure you go and follow us, like us, all that kind of good stuff. Share our content because we just dropped a ton of it. So come out and check us out.
Right. And again, don't forget to go to bluechew.com. That's BLUE chew.com. Don't forget promo code NBA to get yourself a free trial. You just got to pay for shipping. Again, it's a great product. I recommend it. It's you really should go check it out. Again, bluechew.com. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.